This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
On Friday, we'll get the big monthly jobs report from the Labor Department, which will tell us how many jobs were added in February and whether the unemployment rate has budged from 7.9%. Which brings us to one thing you will need if you're hitting the job market, a resume. The how-to on resume writing is changing. Joining us from Los Angeles with the details is Patty Hirsch, Senior Producer of Personal Finance at Marketplace. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what has changed in the world of resume writing?
Well, what's really changed is that you now need to have kind of two resumes. Because if you're applying for a job through one of these search engines, you know, Monster.com or any of these other outlets where a job ad's going to attract thousands of resumes,
right,
the first read of your CV is not going to be by a human.
Hmm.
All right? It's going to be by a computer. And this isn't just the case for big companies. A lot of small companies are outsourcing like the gateway phase of your resume to outfits like JobScore, which does it electronically. So you're going to have to tailor your resume accordingly.
Well, what does that mean? What do you have to do?
So firstly, your resume should be really, really plain with very few flourishes, so very little bold type and a lot of white space. You should also format everything to the left side of the page, and it should be jam-packed with words that the computer algorithm is going to recognize. And you've got to spell everything absolutely correctly and exactly the way that they use it in the business. The reason is because the algorithms are looking for exactly that word. And if there's any kind of change in that at all, if you're missing a dash or a comma or a dot or whatever, it's just not going to see it. And it's all about the number of hits this algorithm makes on your resume. The more you get, the more likely your resume is to make it to the next stage of the hiring process.
Which presumably will be a human. So what do you have to do to get past that part?
Right. So the human's then going to get that resume, and that's a little bit of a problem because if it's just done in the sort of machine way completely, then it's
right,
going to look hideous. So you've got to make it look a little bit nicer. But here's the thing. Humans are going to be looking at a much smaller stack of resumes at this point, and they're going to trust that those resumes are worth scrutinizing regardless of how they look. But still, the old resume rules apply. Otherwise, it's going to end up in the trash.
Patty Hirsch, Senior Producer of Personal Finance at Marketplace, who always formats his text documents on the left side of the page. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure, Jeremy. Thank you.